Tom, obvious question. How difficult tonight, how shocking was it to just see what they were able to do all night?
Yeah, you know, there's a reason why they're 11-0. And, you know, they played really well tonight, I think, as a team. And, you know, we didn't obviously play, you know, up to their level. And the coach said it, you know, after the game. He said they're, you know, a great team and, you know, we play so great. So, you know, there's obviously a big gap between us. You know, it wasn't nearly as competitive as we all were expecting. But that's what happens when you don't play very well. You know, against a pretty good team on the road.
In that situation, do you feel like it almost had to be perfect? I mean, you had the pick early that kind of got them going a little bit. Is that something you feel like you maybe put a little pressure on yourself trying to be so perfect?
Well, you're trying to make the right play, you know, and you know, that certainly didn't help us. You know, we had a lot of opportunities out there throughout the course of the game. You know, we didn't get the ball in the end zone when we had some chances. So, you know, we've got 5 games left. We've got a big game this week in Miami. We're 7-4. And, you know, we're just not playing as consistent as we would like, you know, against these good teams. And that's what you need to do.
Tom, you said coming in, you liked the game plan. You liked the matchups of wide receiver and a tight end. What did they do so effectively against Wes and Randy?
Yeah, well, I think they had a good plan. You know, they had some pretty good players over there. And, you know, we didn't execute very well at times. So I think we had some opportunities to make some plays, and we really didn't. You know, getting down there in the red area and kicking field goals or attempting field goals or, you know, before halftime, you know, having a chance to get the ball even closer into the red zone and not doing it. So, you know, you play good offense like we do, you got to match them. And, you know, those guys played really well. Defensively, they came up with enough stops, and we just didn't execute well enough. I think really that's what it came down to.
I guess we've seen teams double Randy and you know, play different coverages on West, but I guess what we're used to seeing is you guys find a way to make it work. It didn't seem like you were really able to find that right combination tonight. Is that kind of the sense that you got as well?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team game, so there's 11 guys out there, and, you know, if Wes and Randy, you know, the coverage goes to them, you got to find other guys to get the ball to, and you got to run the ball. And times I thought we did that, and other times I don't think we did that very well. So, you know, it's, like I said, they're a good team, they're 11-0, and I just, you know, if we don't play well, then, you know, we're not going to be able to beat those good teams, especially on the road, you know, which we have 3 road games left, and, no, none more important than the one we're playing this week, you know, on a short week. So only one way out of it, you know, you got to get back to work and, you know, try to do better next time.
You know, you may not like to think about it this way, but does this team remind you a lot of what you guys looked like in 2007?
That was so long ago. I mean, we're a totally different team than we were then. And, you know, it's good to be in that position. I'll say that. It's fun when you're winning those games like that. You know, they played really well. I mean, they played a really good game tonight. So, you know, in order to beat them tonight, we would have had to play really well also, and we just didn't do that.
Can you pinpoint reasons for that? I mean, to say, you know, just we weren't as good as we could have been. We didn't play well. Specifically, what happened there? What were the breakdowns?
Well, I mean, it's a collective effort. I mean, there's guys out there, special teams, offense, defense, you know, it's not like it's one thing. I mean, there's things, just little things consistently over the course of a game that we're not doing well enough. Times throwing the ball, making reads, you know, throwing interceptions, you can't do that. You know, having opportunities to score in the red area and not getting that done, you can't do that. So, you know, I focus on what I need to do better, and I certainly need to play better than I played tonight.
Knowing the way you guys are and have been, Randy mentioned it, how much are you looking forward to Wednesday and kind of getting back at it as a group, the defense, everyone?
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. I mean, you lose games, and you got to find ways to get motivated again and get energized, and especially on a short week, and understand the opponent we're going to be facing. And they got a lot to play for. We certainly have a lot to play for. And, you know, 8-4 is a hell of a lot better than, you know, 7-4. So we got to, you know, find a way to get a win this week.
What's the general feeling when you're removed from a game while losing? Has that ever happened before?
It's happened before plenty of times. Yeah. You always like to be out there, you know, and you know, you'd rather be on the other side of it. And you know, but it's nice for the other guys to get a chance to play. They work hard and, you know, get some experience when the game's under control for the other team. So, you know, you always like to be out there, but, you know, it's good for those other guys to get some opportunity too.
Is there any discussion with Bill so that you're wired in? Do you try to
debate him? No, he's the head coach.
So your final question, guys.
How confident are you that this young defense can regroup both physically, mentally, and get going again here?
Yeah, I don't think it's a lack of confidence. I mean, I think we have confidence every time we take the, you know, we take the field. We feel like we have a good plan. We feel like you know, we had a good week of practice. We felt like we knew our opponent really well. We felt like we had some really good matchups. And then you get on the field and it didn't amount to much. So, you know, we've done it well at times, you know, throughout the season. At times we've looked great. You know, we're just not doing it consistently enough. So, you know, we're all searching for the problems. And it's not like we come in here and go, oh, you know, this is the problem. This is one little thing that's, you know, this is going to change our season. I mean, it's got to be everybody, you know, working harder and doing their job and finding ways to do things better than we've been doing. So, thank you.